I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, actor Hal Holbrook, the longtime film and stage actor, first gained notoriety for his one-man Mark Twain Tonight. His film roles include playing Deep Throat in All the President's Men, and Into the Wild, and Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. On television, he had recurring roles in Sons of Anarchy and Designing Women. Also, Willis writer Arnold reports on an art exhibit that examines St. Louis's divisions. But first, if you're a fan of late-night TV talk shows, you should know Eric Christensen.
Live from St. Louis, Missouri, it's STL Up Late. Put your hands together for your host, Eric Christensen!
Eric is the host of the interactive late-night talk show STL Up Late. You won't find it on television, at least not yet. But think David Letterman meets Saturday Night Live. Eric Christensen, welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for having me, Steve. This is awesome.
It's great to finally meet you. You've been doing this in St. Louis for a couple of years, and
Yeah. You
just recently came on my radar because you're not on TV.
Yes. It's kind of hard to find us. We're tucked away, but we've been doing it for a while, and we're hoping that we can get a bigger audience by getting this thing online or on TV somehow.
Well, those were my words. David Letterman meets Saturday Night Live. Would you be happy with that comparison?
Yeah, that's. I think a lot of times we compare ourselves to like Jimmy Fallon meets SNL. Same thing. We have a lot of sketch, a lot of the elements that Saturday Night Live has, but we also have the guests and the musical guests.
Okay, so you're not on TV, but you do have a live audience, and that's
Yes.
a really important element of what you do.
Oh, for sure. It's gives us the energy. It gives the show a very unique feel, and it's fun to mess with the audience also when we're in that space. We can kind of, you said interactive earlier, we have the audience members come on stage, we do games with them. So yes, the audience is huge for our show.
Well, I was going to ask where the idea came from. Well, it's obvious where it came from because there have been shows on television
Sure.
much like what you do, but where did you get the idea to take that and turn it into a stage show?
I had seen it done in Chicago. I did comedy in Chicago for a long time, and I'd seen a couple versions kind of similar to ours that they were doing up there. And I was sitting at home. I had a daughter who was about 6 months old at the time, and I was watching a lot of Jimmy Fallon when I had my daughter there. And I was like, man, I love comedy. I really love St. Louis. Let's figure out a way to kind of pair those two things together. And that's, I just started writing down on a scratch piece of paper, and eventually it became the show.
Well, do you structure it pretty much like the shows we're familiar with on television, a monologue, then interview a guest, or you tell me?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different. So we'll do the traditional monologue. We'll do a lot of jokes about St. Louis, national news, and then we will go into more of the SNL style. So we'll have like sketches live on stage with props and our performers. We have a very talented team of writer performers that perform on the show. They got about 10 or 11 of them now. And they will do the sketches, and then it kind of weaves back into, when we come back to that interactive segment, we'll get the audience members up on stage, do some fun stuff with them, and then we'll take an intermission, then we come back with the guests.
Is it an hour show?
It's probably an hour and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit over an hour.
Well, we have a clip from one of your monologues.
Yes.
Why don't we listen?
Guys, on Monday, lawmakers met to talk about the cost of building a new Rams Stadium. How do you guys feel about this? Good? Bad? A smattering. That was a smattering of applause right there. Well, rumor has it, and maybe this will appease you, they're going to try to cut down costs by eliminating non-essential items like seats, trophy cases, and they'll even eliminate the Rams end zone because they're not going to need it. They don't need it.
That's Eric Christensen. He's the host of STL Up Late. And Eric, you perform this show Saturday nights at 3003 Locust, which,
yes.
Is that the name of the building?
I think that goes by the name of Satori Theater, but 3003 Locust, we make it our home.
Okay, so we heard part of your monologue. They're very topical, I guess.
Yes.
That important to you, or are they always topical?
Yeah, I mean, all the jokes we take straight from the headlines. We'll do kind of a mix of national news and local news. Man, I really think St. Louis, you know, it's such a great place, but we like to make fun of it because I think everybody needs a laugh in the city every once in a while. So,
yeah, we could use some now and again, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you don't do all the writing, do you?
Oh, no. Goodness, no. Yeah, we've got an amazing team. We've got monologue writers who just write those jokes like the one you just heard. And then we also have about, like I said, 10 or 11 people dedicated to just writing the sketches. We do video sketches. We do live sketches. We'll do like just desk segments where people, like characters, will come onto the show. And those guys write all of that. We've got hundreds and hundreds of sketches that we've written over the years.
Who are some of the guests that you have on? I think you have local people on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me an example.
We've had a lot of different people. Pete Wallinger, who's an artist, a stencil artist here in St. Louis, he's come on the show. He was fantastic. We've had developers come on the show. Brent Crittenden, who's in charge of UIC development. They're doing a lot of stuff in the Grove area.
Well, that doesn't sound funny.
No, it's my job to try to make it interesting and a little bit funny. It's not like the celebrity type interview where, you know, a celebrity just comes on and tells us about their party that they had up in Beverly Hills and the wacky adventure that they got into. It's more of, let's talk a little bit seriously about what's going on in St. Louis, but also make it light and fun. We had Brian Cohen on, who created Lou Fest, and we had him try to figure out whether or not it was a band or an improv team when we fed him the name of a band or an improv team. So we try to keep it light and fun.
Uh-huh. Sketch comedy, do you have a little troupe of actors that you use?
Yeah. So all of our writers are also the performers for the most part. So they write all of the sketch content for the show, and they then will get up on stage and perform the sketches.
And video shorts you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also a big component of ours. I am by trade a video producer. And so every week we try to have a new video short for the show.
Give me an example of a recent one maybe that you're fond of.
Oh, we had one. We did a spoof on the whole Michael Sam situation about a year ago. And we kind of mapped that onto a guy who basically was, you know, the player comes out that he's a homosexual and nobody really cares because we felt like this isn't a big deal. Nobody should really care about this. So we kind of made that the joke. And then mapped it onto the fact that somebody was a stamp collector and everybody was offended that he was a stamp collector. And that was a lot of fun to shoot because we came up with the idea that day. We shot it that day, put it out, and, you know, by the time it got out there, everybody loved it.
Well, he just got booted off Dancing with the Stars, you know.
No.
You didn't know that?
Michael,
is there a joke there maybe? Or you have to work
sure
on that for next
is.
Week?
Well, we need him to come on the show. We'd love to talk to him.
Well, between, writing sketch comedy, booking guests, producing video, and you do this once a week.
Yeah, we're every other week.
Right? Every other week, is it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, though.
It is.
I mean, how many hours do you put in for one show?
Way too much work for the show. It's so much work. It's dominated all of my free time. Josh McNew, he's the other producer with me, and he and I, we worked during the day briefly as video producers, and now he's recently gone on to grad school. But it takes up all of our free time that we have. I mean, even the writing, the marketing, the production, just getting everything together for a show of that
type. Well, how do you get the audience in the door? Is it Facebook and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we do. We've got a pretty big social media following that we've developed over the years. And I think people, word of mouth just, you know, helps a lot for us. Once we get rolling in the season, by the end of the season, usually our shows are selling out pretty quickly.
You talked about characters, reoccurring characters. So would that be something similar to what we see maybe on The Daily Show, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Or SNL, when they do the Weekend Update, they have characters on. We've got somebody who interrupts the monologue every show.
Well, we have a clip here, I think, of someone named Merv.
Yeah,
What's this about?
Merv is a character who comes on the show. He's always confused. He thinks that he's on this old-timey talk show that he used to do back in the 50s, but it's not his show anymore, and he's just a little out of it.
How's everybody doing tonight? How's everybody doing tonight?
Guys, this is Merv. He's a legend. Merv, I'm so happy you're here, but you got to take a seat. You can't be on stage, buddy.
Did you guys hear about this?
What? Okay.
Hear about this? Motorola just introduced a stereo for your car. Finally, something to listen to besides my wife. But
Merv Lancaster, everybody!
Eric Christensen is our guest. He's the host of STL Up Late. And I want to ask you about, I know you have a lot of reoccurring jokes and themes. Mm-hmm. And some people know I've been a longtime resident of the downtown area of Alton, Illinois, and I didn't realize it until today when someone told me that you do reoccurring jokes about Alton.
Now, yes.
So why are you picking on us?
Well, Steve, don't take it too personally. It started, we had a joke about Alton. It was wildly successful. We just kind of picked on them a little bit. It could have been any town, really, nearby. And
don't sugarcoat it, Eric.
Hey, I lived there for a brief time, so I like it. But, it has a certain charm in Alton, so we decided to kind of play on that a little bit. So we'll pull a news headline every week from Alton, and we'll write a joke about it.
Well, can you give me an example?
Sure. There was one that we did just from the pilot that we recently shot. The setup was, police are searching for a man who robbed an Alton, Illinois bank last week. Authorities fear he might be building up the courage to rob a bank with actual money in it. It's Monopoly money in all the Alton banks, so I've heard.
We have something else in common besides Alton, which is also funny, I think, Murray, Kentucky.
Yes, yes.
Because I went to college there for 3 years, but did you actually grow up there?
I did. I spent most of my middle school and high school, my formative years, in Murray, Kentucky.
So in defense of Alton, I might say to live in Murray, you'd have to have a sense of humor.
Yes, Western Kentucky, you have to have a sense of humor.
Is that where your funny bone started?
I hope so. My mom tells me she knew I was going to be a comedian or an actor the second that I watched Baywatch for the first time, and after that, I did everything in slow motion like I was trying to save somebody. So,
after Murray, at some point, you wanted a career as a comedian. You moved to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I guess that was the place mm-hmm. to go, right?
Yeah. I was really into improv comedy at the time, and that was the city for it. And I went up there, and I had a blast doing it, and was there for about 6 years, and then life kind of took over, and I had to move to St. Louis with job and baby and whatnot. But I loved my time in Chicago, and I loved doing comedy up there.
Well, what kind of work do you do when you're not laughing?
Oh, man, I work at the craziest place. I work for an online retailer called VAT19.com, and we sell, like, the world's largest gummy bear.
And don't you do some funny commercials for
them?
We
do, and I write and act in the commercials for them, and it's a wild job. Right now I'm writing a script for a zombie gnome. That's my daily routine.
And there's an organization here in St. Louis that I think you're also involved with, the Improv Shop?
Yes. I perform occasionally at the Improv Shop. I wish I had more time to perform at the Improv Shop. It's a fantastic theater that they do all improvisational comedy. Get that word out. And gosh, those guys have been blowing up. Kevin and Andy over there have been doing a fantastic job of cultivating comedy here in St. Louis.
So STL Up Late is performed not every Saturday, but every other Saturday?
Correct.
At 3003 Locust.
That's right.
And do people need tickets, or do they just show up there on a Saturday? Or?
Yeah, usually all of our tickets are done online because we will sell out in advance, and you can actually get them cheaper in advance. So you can go to our website, stluplate.com, and find all the tickets.
Does the audience change every week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We get a good, diverse mix of audience.
Well, being into improv, you probably like that, right?
Oh,
not knowing what to expect?
For sure. We'll have audiences that, like, have no idea coming in what to expect. In fact, I don't know if I have time for this, but in Kansas City, we did a show in Kansas City. We've taken the show on the road a couple times, New York and Kansas City. And we went there, and we're like, okay, it's going great in St. Louis. We took it to Kansas City. And we put it up on stage. We did it at an improv theater. And they had no idea what it was, what was going on. And it was just dead silence. So sometimes you never know what you're going to get. But I love the fact that you don't know.
Well, we have one more clip we want to share with our audience. And you do. I think this must be a recurring segment, the gist of it?
You got the gist of it.
You got the gist of it.
Yeah, it's one of the game shows that we have on our show. We'll bring audience members onto stage.
Now, we have a clip of one of the audience members, and I think it involves the musical group Maroon 5.
Yes.
So set it up before we hear it.
Sure. So the game is, we have the audience members, they go backstage, they have no idea what's going on, we don't give them any instruction. They come onto stage, and they have to sing the song to the best of their ability, but if they sing it, like, too well, like if they nail all the words, they lose. If they don't know any of the words, they lose. They've got to kind of mumble their way through it or get the gist of it.
Maroon 5, Animals.
Down to animals, animals. No, no.
All right, Libby, you're a big winner.
So did she lose or win?
She won that one.
I can't tell.
Yeah, no, she won. She, animals. She got the gist of that song.
STL Up Late starts a new season Saturday, April the 11th. If people want to find out more about you, go to Facebook, or what's the best way?
Yeah, facebook.com/STLUpLate or STLUpLate.com, our website. We've got Kara Spencer and DJ Moff this week, so it's going to be an awesome show.
Or go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have all that information. Eric Christensen is the host of STL Up Late. And before you go, what's in the future for you? Any chance of this actually getting on TV or YouTube or something?
That is in the works. We just shot a pilot for it, like a full broadcast version of the show. That some of those clips you heard were from that. And we are talking to a few of the networks around town currently this week.
Well, you're funny. I think you're great.
Thank you,
So best
Steve,
of luck to you.
I appreciate that.
Eric Christensen, STL Up Late. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals. More.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the St. Louis Art Museum examines a divided city. This is St. Louis Public Radio.